Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh,
you're in the madhouse now.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of The Show by Ears, episode 620 of the show. I'm your host, Andrew. Hey, what's up? Want to interrupt real quick and make a quick edit? It's 621.
Hey, guys, and I'm Danny.
And this is your source for tech, gaming, and entertainment news. And this episode, super excited to talk about Stray. That one is definitely a surprise to me, but Danielle, I definitely want to hear your first thoughts and many thoughts about Stray. I'm excited. So what did you think about Stray? How were you also?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. I've actually been chilling out and relaxing for once. I've been able to play games, and I feel like it's been a while since we did a game review, so I'm glad it's going to be this one. So Stray, which comes out of Annapurna Interactive, which is one of my favorite studios, publishers, you know, they have a lot of great games, and they still have more games that they're coming out with that I'm also looking forward to. But this one is definitely, you know, kind of caught me off guard as to wanting to play it, because I'm not a cat person. I'm not a cat person in the least bit. I used to have cats, and they just are not my thing. I am a dog person and apparently a chinchilla person. But I will say I have really been enjoying it for, you know, the fact that I haven't been able to play too many games lately, and to be able to have time now to kick back, relax, and enjoy this one is a really, really nice change of pace, especially with how busy my life has been and everything that's been going on. I might not like cats, but I like playing as one. So in this one, you're playing as this third-person cat. The cat doesn't really have a name, doesn't really belong to anybody, hence being called Stray. And it's an adventure game that's kind of set off into the future in this, like, rundown dystopian cyber city that you see that's decaying. And it's actually a very kind of a beautiful atmosphere. And it's pretty linear. I mean, you know, you're a cat and you can only go to certain places, and the areas you're wandering around isn't huge open world. But as a cat, it's a pretty big open world.
Yeah.
Like if you're playing, like, you know, your typical adventure game, you have this character that you built and created, or, you know, you're in this body form, it feels small. But as a cat, the city feels big. And the music, I love the music. And I'm loving the things that annoy me about cats. And I don't know what this is doing to me. Like, I don't care if people think I'm an evil person for not liking cats, but, like, cats meowing bothers me. They're scratching, they're clawing, they're, I don't know, just, it's just not my deal. But some reason in this game, when I come across a rug, a couch, a door, I just want to claw at it and scratch
right.
at it.
Right.
I'm like compelled to. Like, and you come across these different, you know, these robotic living creatures that are living in this cyber city. And I talk to them, you know, find out their little story or whatever they're looking for. But I'm like meowing, I'm purring, I'm rubbing up against their leg. And I've been spamming the meowing button. And I really don't like it when cats just meow incessantly and you don't know what they want. But that's all I'm doing in this game for some reason. It's just meowing. And I don't know how many different cat noises there are, but there's enough that I don't notice, like, I'm hearing the same one repeatedly. And they have, like, it's so interesting because the meows have these different inflections on it. And like you can see these robots kind of have different reactions on their LCD screens about how they're feeling when you start meowing at them or rubbing up against them. It's weird how my non-cat loving self is enjoying this, but I appreciate it and I don't mind it.
It's a beautiful experience.
What are you thinking so far?
So far I think that I always liked cats. I don't know if I want one right now, but I've always, you know, appreciated cats. So seeing this game give you this perspective on how cats behave and move, and you know, the fact that they have to line up their jumps, you know, and they're usually super precise on their jumps, and I think that the game displays that in a very, very beautiful way, where you know, not necessarily giving away anything that happens in a game, I guess, in this conversation, but as you're moving through the world, there are things that are, you know, evident that you can do right away. And there are things that you zoom, even the zooming, you know, forward to see what is available or where you can go. I think that's another thing too for, you know, sight, you know, and vision for a cat. So I think that they capture that extremely well as you're navigating the world and, you know, jumping, you know, on top of things. And then, like you said, rubbing on a leg and meowing to see the face LCD change from whatever it was to a heart, you know, and things like that. And I think, and just how you're interacting with the I guess I say NPCs. Well, NPCs are non-interactive, right? I want to make sure I get that right. So NPCs are non-interactive or just whoever's in the world?
They're just non-playable, but they can be interactive.
They can be interactive. Okay, yeah. So how you navigate and communicate with the NPC characters, I think that's pretty cool as well. And how they give you clues and how you're supposed to, like, you know, open, you know, different safes and, you know, like all the different things that you get in this adventure. Not a lot of enemies per se, but there's enough tension there to hurt yourself. You can, you know, die and then retry again. But if you play, you know, strategically, then you're always going to be ahead of those decisions because you can map them out in advance, right? Whether you open up a door to make sure the Zerks are like entrapped in the door, right? So you close the door so they're stuck between the two fences or something like that. Or you navigate a beam in such a way after you jump on it, they jump off near you and they end up just falling down in a pit and instead of being attached to you. So there's some level of strategy that you get as you're going through the experience. And it's and like you said, just as you're going through all that and you're listening to the music, the soundtrack is absolutely amazing. And you know, the memories pieces that you pick up, I think it's amazing as well. And as you're navigating through the world and, you know, building your inventory to exchange to go to the next thing, whatever that may be. I think there's enough there to enjoy the strategy of it, the adventure portion of it, and everything in between. So, yeah, I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah, and you know what? It's like the trailer for it really captures you and it seems really interesting. And, you know, before getting my hands on it, it's like, how much of a story can you really have for a game where you're just playing this stray cat that's walking around? Like, what can you possibly do? It seems more, I guess, in a way, gimmicky, kind of obviously catering to cat people. But me, the anti-cat person, I'm enjoying it. And you know what? It takes this very simple element of just watching a cat, following a cat, being a cat very seriously. And it does it very well in that it makes the gameplay so much more interesting. I mean, yeah, okay, you get to do the typical cat thing, knock over stuff for like no reason, but just to explore this city and the way that even just this cat moves, how it reacts, how the NPCs react to it, how it just sees this environment in such a different way, I think is so incredibly enjoyable. And you know, I haven't gotten tired of it, and I want to, you know, the puzzles in it is not, it's not simple, but it's not too hard. And it feels right. Like in this futuristic way with your, like your B12 buddy here, realistic for a cat to be able to do.
Right.
Like if you're living in this future world and you happen to have this little mini robot that you find that can somehow translate with you, it's has some type of like, okay, that could be somewhat believable in this future setting. But it's not like yeah. This cat is like, okay, so like the vending machine. So you pick up these energy bottles and you can go and see this merchant to get some stuff that, you know, as along the way, they're like, I guess you can say little mini quests, side quests there. Like the grandma.
I'm missing a machine. I'm missing a machine because I need to get the Aztec thing with the question mark.
Mm-hmm.
I'm missing a machine. I know I got the one upstairs. I got the one downstairs across from the guitar guy. I don't know. I'm missing a machine, so I got to go back and look around.
But just like those things that I like, it's realistic in a sense when the cat goes up to the vending machine, and it's not like you're this cat. Okay, I'm gonna like boop it with my nose, these exact codes or anything like that. You just walk up to it, has this interaction with it where it's just like clawing at randomly pushing buttons and then something pops out.
Right.
Or even going across right, like pretty early on, just before you meet B12, there's that computer that's set up and it says something about needs a body. And it's just walking across the keyboard. And if right. You have the cat just like stay in like one point, like whatever random button it happens to be at, it's just spamming that same, you know, that same key across. Like those small little minor details, I really liked because it's kind of like there's like some type of realism to it.
Yeah, absolutely. Like,
Even if you're not a cat person, I'm sure you had a small dog, a small little rabbit or anything like that that's hopped across your desk and, you know, pushes a bunch of random buttons and, you know, you have that window pop up. It's like, do you have a sticky key? I really like that. And the puzzles are just enough challenging where you can enjoy it, but not enough that you get frustrated as this cat.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. And the graphics are absolutely incredible. And just the detail on everything, I think is great. Even like with the sections where you can't even go into yet. But the surprises of the sections where you didn't even believe that door would open later. And then later you end up going through that door and seeing everything behind it. Right. Those sections, I think, have been pretty amazing as well. So, I mean, I just, you know, with this game, it's all praise. You know, I played a lot of it, you know, earlier today on stream and just enjoying, you know, everything about it. I think that I need to experience more things like that because it's rare where I take a break from, you know, the traditional go-tos, you know, for me and play an adventure game like that. I think the last game that really caught my attention in this way was Journey, which was a while ago, right? In terms of an adventure game. And of course, you know, Turtles is recent, you know, action adventure, side-scrolling, beat 'em up. Sure. But I think a game that's like super, you know, adventure, very zen-like to some degree as you're navigating it, puzzles along the way, where Journey has some multiplayer components in it, you know, which is somewhat seamless. This one is, you know, doesn't have anything like that, but it is a beautiful experience from the single player side.
And okay, to add on to that, if you're deciding what platform to get Stray on, because you played it on PC, right?
Correct.
Okay, and I had the option to choose which one I want to play on, and I chose the PS5. And I have to say, I'm really glad I did. Typically, if I'm given an option, which again, thank you to Annapurna Interactive and Logitech for that.
Absolutely.
And I'm given the option, most of the times I'll choose PC. But this time, for whatever random reason, I chose my PS5. I love the feedback, and because the PS5 controller has a built-in speaker and it has, you know, the vibrational feedback and everything like that. I love it just to add on that extra layer of immersion as this cat, because, you know, there's certain circumstances where you can, you know, curl up. Like there's the musician that's playing the guitar. You can curl up in the pillows right next to him. And, you know, I'm assuming my cat's a she. I'm just going with that. Curls up and then starts falling asleep and purring. And there's the slightest like little vibration from the purring, and you can hear the purring. When you're scratching it at either, you know, you're clawing at the rug or on the couch or at the doors, the tension on the triggers and the vibrations you have for every scratch, it's just that extra, you know, interaction, that layer of enjoying a game that I really, really, really like. So I'm glad that I got it on my PlayStation.
So now you have me thinking, because from what I understand, the PlayStation 5 controller does work for Steam. I wonder if those same options are available. I don't know if it's like fully compatible. It's definitely something to consider, because I mean, I like controllers anyway. So it's one that I definitely want to have in a collection in the future at some point. But now I'm curious to see if they added, you know, all that, you know, into the Steam version of the game as well. Just something to think about.
Well, if you find that out randomly, you get your hand on a PS5 controller, maybe a PS4. I'm not too sure. Maybe I should go pull out my PS4 and see if it does the same thing. But I would love to know if it does or doesn't. Because I really did enjoy it. Something so small and like those details, and like you don't think that's going to add that much. Because there's some games where, like, yeah, they'll use the speakers and it's pretty cool. But the way that they have done it, it's just another way to enjoy Stray. I don't know what it is. I know, like, I have had a cat before and it is really nice. And like even the purring, it's not like it's an overkill of the vibration. It's the softest thing. So like if you have a cat that, you know, curls up, purrs, and you feel that little vibration that they give while they're doing that in that happy mode, it's like that.
That's
but
awesome.
Furry.
Yeah. That's pretty incredible. Yeah, I mean, I love everything about it. I mean, it's all praise as I shared before. Difficulty, do you think it's well balanced in that regard? What do you think?
I think so. I don't feel like it was, I don't think it's too easy. Like there's not like they're just handing you the clues instantly. I mean, the B12 does help you like get guidance, like when you're finding Momo or the notebooks. But it's not like straight in your face. You still have to figure out, how do I get to those places? How do I unlock this? How to get that? There's a couple of things that, like, it took me a bit. Like, there's a safe that you have to get the code for.
Which one? By the guitar guy?
You have to find the geek for it. The one that's just on the other side in the alleyway by the guitarist.
Yeah. Yeah, by the sewer door. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like you're not having to.
It's amazing we remember these things. I'm shocked that I remember these things, because I'm not usually good with that stuff. But yeah, I remember that.
Like I wouldn't. It is a puzzle game, but it's not like to the point, like it's not like Professor Layton there where you're almost banging your head against the wall trying to figure it out. But when you figure it out, you're not going to like, when you figure out the puzzles in this game, it's not like you're going to feel like a pure aha genius moment, but there is a certain satisfaction to it.
So I have a question for you. I have a question. Okay. So Doc's secret lab, right? Did you get there?
No.
Okay. Then I can't say anything yet. Okay. All right. Okay. So where are you right now?
I am just past getting on the last of the books.
Okay, so you went on top of the roof and you got all the books. You went to the library, you got that. and then the one to the left of it in the room in the apartment, and then the one to the left of it where you had to shut off the ventilator. All right, so you see, so you did all that, right? Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah. All right. Oh, yeah, it's fun. That's all I got. I can't say anything because you're going to be smiling for the next couple of things for sure. So, yeah, it's fun.
I've been really liking it, and I hope people jump onto this. However way you get it, whether you buy it, you get it on, you know, I didn't check to see if it was on the Xbox Game Pass, but any opportunity that you are going to be able to play this game, I really do recommend it. It's actually a really just nice break.
Yeah.
From everything that's out there, and it's really enjoyable. It found its own way. It didn't stick into any particular, you know, certain niche. I mean, yeah, it's an adventure game. Yes, it's a puzzle game. But the experience is just so different, and I love it.
Yeah, and
again,
based on
coming from an anti-cat person.
Yeah, exactly. It's like untraditional things for us, like, you know, but if you listen to the show long enough, right, you already know what we play and talk about on a regular basis. So this like breaks pretty much all the rules, right, in terms of, you know, what we usually spend time on. And even if the game is on and you're just like looking at the scenery, even that is very satisfying. And the experience just walking around, not necessarily doing anything, you know, making your own side quest because you just want to roam, right? Even that is fun, right? So I think that whatever you're hearing about this particular title, all of it is true, right? And it's super enjoyable.
Well, here's the thing. I'd be a little bit further along in playing if I wasn't spending the time just exploring. I think, yeah, I've spent more time like scratching, clawing, I don't know, talking to all, I made sure, here's the thing, I do this with all the games, and that's just the way I like to play. I like to really check out the entire area before I move out. I have this weird paranoia that if I get to a place, and it's not like it happens in a lot of games too often anymore, but it still does happen. I have this weird paranoia that if I like hit that one checkpoint, I can't go back.
Right.
So I get scared of that. So I'm like, I'm gonna look at everything and do everything and make sure I found everything in this area before I do anything else.
Yeah. Somehow I missed like the second memory, and like I got the first one, and then I don't even the second one shows like a man like sweeping, and then the red carpet. That's the picture, like, you know, like the Matrixy thing that they show you by way of a preview. And I'm like, I don't remember anybody sweeping. And I'm trying to remember if it's in the main area that we're in. Hmm?
It's just before you get to the main area that you're in.
Okay.
The guy in the alleyway. And he's the one who sets off the alarm.
Okay. So then before that is the second memory. So I may have to go back and replay that section because I can't find it anywhere. I'm like, I don't remember anybody sweeping. And I remember the guy setting off the alarm and then running. And then as you start walking up a little bit, then he closes the fence on the left side. And then you start walking around till you get to the guardian. And then the guardian, you know, then the alarm goes, they turn off the alarm, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, so I have to go back and figure out, you know, where the second memory was. But everything after that, from the third on to probably like, you know, six or seven or whatever, I was able to capture those. But even that experience has been, you know, fun, right? So I'm going to go back, you know, right before that to see, you know, where I may have missed. And I don't know if you lose. Got something flying in here. I always have something flying in here when I'm recording. It's weird. But
be part of the show.
I'm like, come on, man. Why do you do this when I'm recording? So I have to go back and then figure out what I missed and then definitely go from there.
Yeah, that's I think I'm missing the first one. I think I have the second one, but I can't remember where I picked up the second one. I'm missing the first one. And that's the thing that bothers me too, because they started popping up, but I don't know if you necessarily find them in order. That's the thing.
Right.
Because I found some out of order. So I'm thinking, like, did I miss it? Did I not miss it? But I'm paranoid, so I'm going to like search everything still.
Yeah, it's a fun experience. I think that if you have the opportunity to play it, definitely do so. Any additional thoughts? Any looming thoughts for this awesome game, this stray game, cat game?
No, but when I finish it, I'd love to come back to this too again.
Yeah, for sure. For
These are
sure.
great first impressions, and I'm glad that it's been a while for a game review from us. We talk gaming, but we haven't done a review in a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. So I think that where you are right now, you're about to get some incredible adventures. And I definitely want to hear your thoughts on how you navigate those things. It's going to get pretty interesting. I'm just excited. It's definitely a change of pace. And I think because of that, it makes it even more fun, going through the world. And yeah, you're in for a treat. The next couple of things, you're in for a treat.
All right. Well, I can't wait to talk about it again.
Yeah, I mean, that's all I have for impressions. I mean, I like it. I like Stray. Definitely check it out. It is on PlayStation 5, as you mentioned, PC. I'm currently playing it on that. I'm sure Xbox, all the places, all the major platforms, you'll find the title. It is a beautiful game, and everything you hear about it right now, it deserves all the accolades. Any thoughts on your side, Daniela?
It'd be great if like, during the awards show, the cat or wherever they caught all of the sound captures for all the meowings wins an award.
That would be dope.
Best voice actor of the year goes to Stray.
Yeah, even the cat movements is pretty impressive too. Like just the fluidity of that, it's pretty impressive.
It is. Okay, just to be fair here, just to be fair here, because we said a lot of great things about this game. There is one thing that kind of sometimes bothers me and breaks that immersion, the camera.
I can
I
agree with
have
that.
been, yeah, there's been some moments where the camera gets stuck in certain angles that the cat has jumped onto, and I'm like behind a wall and I can't see the cat, I can't see anything. It's just like this whatever textured of whether it's a bookshelf or a wall or the floor or some AC unit. That could have been a little bit better there. That's like, and I think of everything that is, I know in a lot of games that's a big gripe, camera. This one, it's not too bad. It does break that immersion while you're enjoying it, but it's not like you're fighting anything. It's not like it's a very intense moment that's going on that's preventing you, or it's like ruining, this action sequence. It's just in some occurrences, as you're exploring, that's what happens. And that's kind of the only thing that has been kind of frustrating to me.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. Certain angles when you jump on certain platforms, especially in the main area that we're in right now, that if you're already familiar with the area, then you kind of like deal with it because you can just wait for the A or whatever the button is for you to jump on top of the platform. But aside from that, it does, get in the way a little bit. I definitely agree with that for sure.
Yeah, I turned off the motion blur. I turned off the reticule. That thing was kind of pointless to me. I'm like, why? I don't need a white dot in the middle. What are you doing?
Yeah, it's
But
so good.
yeah, that's like, compared to everything else, it's such a small, minor thing. But I can't just, go all in. It's just like, it is the most perfect game ever. That's pretty much the only thing if you want to have a full, honest, and realistic review there from me. That would be
Yeah.
my only gripe.
I'm glad you added that. And if it had a capture mode also, I don't know if there is one. I mean, you can capture yourself, I'm sure, on PS5, and then we can capture, you know, outside of it for PC. But if it had an in-game capture, I think would be pretty cool too.
Yeah, there would be some really nice shots. PlayStation has that already built in, Xbox has that kind of built in, but to have something in game, kind of like The Last of Us, where you can add in like a little bit more textures, filters, whatever it may be, that would have been nice.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be surprised if they're able to implement it later somehow, but yeah, that'd be cool. Maybe they figure, since we already have it on all the other things, that they didn't have to add it. You know, that would be extra something that they would have to work on. So maybe we can give them a pass, but a lot of the games that we play, you know, have that. Well, Destiny doesn't. Destiny doesn't. Division does, though. Right? So I think that, but that's a larger scale, title for sure. So that may not necessarily be fair, but because most of these platforms have it built in, I think they get a pass.
I can give them that pass too.
Yeah. But I mean,
go ahead.
No, go ahead.
If you are a super cat lover, there is actually somebody that started a Twitter account. Is it Twitter or is it Instagram? I think it's Twitter. That is just cats watching Stray. It's like there's people playing and they have their cats just watching them play it and reacting or paying attention or just like completely engulfed into like, what is this cat doing on this TV?
That's cool.
And the Twitter account's literally called Cats Watch Stray.
That's pretty cool.
And there's a lot of pictures, a lot of video collected of this, and it's adorable. If you're a super cat person and like to do those things on social media, that brings joy to your day.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's dope. Break from all the stuff that's happening around the world and maybe even our own homes. Right? So I think it's definitely a good intermission. Any final thoughts on this one?
No, that'd be it. I think we summed it up pretty well. So thank you for the game review. It's been a lot of fun and I can't wait to like finish it and come back and finish my thoughts on it.
For sure. Thank you guys for listening. Appreciate y'all. Danielle, where can they find you?
They can find me on Twitter, Twitch, at Miss DJM. And Andrew, where can they find you?
You can find me at Uriah, U-R-I-Y-Y-A. And thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.
Bye, guys.